want to update you on the U.S. Senate news behind the scenes for that GOP primary. The winner hoping to take on Senator Maggie Hassan, the Democrat incumbent senator. It was the race of the nation before Governor Chris Sununu surprisingly bowed out of running and instead running for a fourth term. The names we still hear are Kevin Smith, Londonderry town manager, Senate President Chuck Morse, and Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education, all, according to reliable sources, still seriously considering announcing that they will be in this primary race. Don Boldick, who ran before, is in it. And then we don't know. But someone who may know a lot about this, someone who ran for the U.S. Senate before, Corky Messner, joins us, GMI Studios, on this Monday morning to kind of give us an update. Corky, how are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for your ongoing support for veterans. It's a big part of your life, I know, with especially your family and you. Let me just talk about this. You've run before. You were the nominee in that race that Senator Shaheen was reelected on. And here we go into the midterm. Some would say the winds are more at Republicans' back with issues like inflation, staffing shortages, COVID, Joe Biden's lack of a popular presidency, it seems. But right now, we haven't seen people jump in post-Thanksgiving. The calendar year is short for a Senate race. You know this better than anyone else. Are you someone who's considering a run as well? Your name's been out there. Or are you playing a quarterback role, as you've done before, as one of the Republican Party leaders?
Yeah, Jack, it is my opinion that it is incredibly difficult to win a U.S. Senate race if one has to fight a competitive primary through September. There's just not enough time. And so it's my hope that, people reflect on what's best for Granite Staters, and I believe it's best for Granite Staters to have a Republican U.S. senator, and that we can consolidate around one credible candidate. And I think some of the names that have been floated that you just mentioned, I think any one of those people can beat Maggie Hassan. If in fact, they can focus on running against Maggie Hassan, starting the beginning of next year and not worry about a competitive Republican primary.
And you and I know Senator Hassan's been fundraising. She's already running in high gear for reelection. I do think the powers to be on the Democrat side and Republican side nationally really assume that Chris Sununu would be that name in the field. We know that's now not the case. How tough is it to raise money in a field like this, especially with the powers to be or some of the Washington donors not knowing who's the viable candidate to emerge?
Well, that's one of the biggest problems, Jack, is, you know, in a competitive primary, as I found out, donors are hesitant to donate money. And as we sit here today in the report from the last quarter, Maggie Hassan has raised $14.1 million and has already spent $7.8 million. She is defining herself as a bipartisan moderate, which she is not. She is a progressive. She will vote the way Chuck Schumer tells her to vote. And so, you know, we Republicans need to consolidate around one candidate and help that person raise money. And if that happens, Maggie Hassan will lose.
Let me ask you this. When do you think someone, if that's going to be someone that is a consensus type, when do they need to be in? Is it right around the holidays? I mean, we're almost there.
Yeah, I would say early in the first quarter next year, Jack. So, if, you know, January, mid February at the latest, I would say.
Now,
go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry.
No, go finish your thought.
Yeah, I think if somebody jumps in and we're able as Republicans to consolidate around one candidate, I think in the first quarter it will be fine.
Now, in the past, Corky Messner, you've known this since you've moved here. You've run for office as a U.S. Senate Republican nominee. You know this. You got involved. You have a great, very successful business background. As I said earlier, served in the Army and and two of your kids out of West Point. I guess my point is, you know this stuff, and the Democrats as a party in the past seem to have been better than the Republicans here in New Hampshire. I'm talking recent history of coalescing around one candidate versus eight or five or six, sort of tearing each other apart. Republicans haven't done such a great job at the latter. They tend to have three or four or five or six people running, and it is kind of a, you know, you say it's good for the process, but Democrats in the past have been better consolidating around one. So are you optimistic this can happen, or do you think it's still a lot of work to do? In other words, if three or four people want to run, is there any way talking them out of it?
Well, I am hopeful it will happen. I am very hopeful it will happen. And I don't think it's a question of talking people out of it, Jack. I think it's a question of people doing some intellectually honest self-reflecting and focusing on being a team player and doing what's best for Granite Staters and the country. I mean, that one U.S. Senate vote could be incredibly important. And I think it becomes a question of, you know, putting the country and New Hampshire before oneself, which is why my attitude about all this is, you know, I will not run if there's a credible candidate who steps up. And I think everybody knows that. So this is not about me. This is about having one credible candidate who can defeat Maggie Hassan.
All right. Hey, thanks for the update. Corky Mester joining us, GMI Studios.
Hey, Jack. One more thing, Jack. Hold on. This Saturday, Army-Navy game.
I know.
Go Army, beat Navy.
I saw the...
I shall be there.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, good for you. Well, maybe Friday morning, give us a quick call as you're probably already down there ahead of the game. It'll be a fun one, a good one. Thank you.